The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning.
It is 8:16. Today is the 16th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, encourage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone line 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Yeah, what national day is it today?
It is National Tell a Joke Day.
It is. Okay, here's my joke. Biden's military prowess when it comes to Afghanistan. There's my joke of the day. It's a national joke.
All right.
Okay.
You're right. But we can start there, but we need to, like, let's stay on track.
We're on track.
I wish we had the morning that
what's
we could
the weather?
Rant on that. Smoky today. One more time. Okay, so we are really having to find it in our hearts to just wake up and go, okay, it's going to be a great day when we're kind of like trapped in this weather. Everywhere around us is on fire. So today we have smoky and it's 107. Cooler today than yesterday. That is widespread smoke, and there will be tonight widespread haze. With overnight lows of 71. Tomorrow, again, calls for widespread haze, patchy smoke, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Wednesday will be 95. And Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 99. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 98 as we progress to the weekend. And usually, folks, this weather always seems to change, so don't lock it in. But Thursday, 99. Friday, 98. And Sunday with a 96. So it looks like we will be under triple digits later in the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, veteran owned company. Wonderful people up in Anderson. 365-3793.
Okay, and we are here with Carrie Schutte. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
She's the public information officer for Shasta County Health and Human Services. There's been a lot of things happening with COVID here in the last few weeks. I mean, just when you kind of think that you rode that horse to a stop.
Yeah. Just when you think it's safe to go back into the water.
Right, exactly.
All right.
I will start by saying that I just sent my third child off to his first day as a junior at Shasta High School, and it was really nice to have that bit of normal, right?
Unbelievable.
He goes for 5 days a week, and so we're very, very grateful for that.
There's some normalcy there.
Yes.
And they're ready. They are either masking or not masking.
They're masking inside the classroom, okay. And here's why. Back when we, last year, they did the hybrid system where they had, at least at our school, where half the kids go every day, so they were distanced in the classroom. Now they don't have that distancing in the classroom, so that mask is designed to protect those kids from, in case somebody is sick.
And they can pull them off when they walk outside.
Right. But, we'll get to go to all the football games this year, which didn't happen last year, and all of those kinds of things. The rates are increasing. The news is not good, but at school they're back.
So. Now, is this the what you're here to kind of give us statistics of what's happening here in the North State, but also are we talking now when we talk about that we're having cases on the rise? Now there's the 19, and then there's the Delta.
Right, and I think there's some confusion about that where we had. On the 12th, which was Thursday, that was the last day for which we've reported numbers so far, we had 106 new cases. Excuse me. And we assume that most of those are the Delta variant. But Delta is COVID-19. COVID-19 has a variety of different variants, but it's all COVID-19. So
okay.
It's not like, oh, they had the Delta, and so that's not COVID. It's all COVID. It's just different different strains of it, if you will.
Well, because they're not in our direct circle, but they are connected to our direct circle of two individuals that have had COVID twice now.
Yeah.
And decided after the second time, probably should get a shot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Second time was what they considered Delta, which affects the more of the, in their case, the intestinal part of that. And then the first part, of course, was the upper respiratory. Is that what you're experiencing with your reports?
Yeah, you know, it varies by person, but, you know, it's the same disease. We're just seeing that people tend to be getting a little bit sicker. We've had, we had 52 people in the hospital the other day, and we haven't seen numbers in the 50s or 60s since that huge spike we had back in January. So that's disconcerting. I think there were 10 in the ICU.
52 people in the hospital in Reading?
Yeah. Yes. So they're in Shasta County.
So then they have to... Well, in Shasta County, we have two hospitals.
Right. Well, and then there's Mayors up the hill. Oh. But, yeah. And,
okay.
And I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah,
Mayors
is up in Fall River. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And is that a hospital in Weaverville open anymore? They used to have a little hospital in Weaverville.
They did. I think they do.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to, Reading Rancheria is getting ready to open a clinic up there, too.
Yeah,
so,
but anyway,
Weaverville,
so
it, and you know,
but
fire's
52
like 6 miles
still
from Weaverville.
Like I don't know how many patients can be on a floor, but when you think about that, 52 people, think of you know, that's a large number,
right?
And then how many in ICU?
I believe there were 10.
Does that mean on incubators?
No, it just means in the intensive care unit.
In the intensive care unit, yes. Yeah.
And they're respirators, not incubators.
Some on ventilators, some...
Incubators are for babies, sorry. At this point, I would like my own incubator, please. Yeah. I'd like to just be a baby stuck away somewhere I can breathe.
Yeah. And as you remember back from, you know, when hospitalization was a big challenge before, you know, the problem with that is that if, you know, if you have a heart attack, you go to the hospital and it's full of... people. There are lots of people there right now. So
the other problem was is once it gets ramping up, people don't go to the emergency rooms because they're afraid of catching it.
Right.
You know, see, do you think from what you've heard and what you see, it's going to go back to a full shutdown like the first one was?
You know, I have no idea what is going on at the state level in terms of putting in new restrictions of any kind. I just know that we as counties are just having to react to, you know, and businesses are having to make some decisions, right? You know, some businesses are saying, we still want you to please come in with a mask. There are some employers who are saying, please be vaccinated. Right now, it's kind of up to businesses to decide what they're going to do with all of this.
Okay. Well, every business is essential.
Agreed.
So they can, if they believe that, hey, we want you to have a mask on, and then, I mean, it's not like we've never worn masks before.
Right.
The vaccinations now it's starting to be mandatory in certain areas if you're a state employee. County has not said that.
So what are
the county has not said that yet.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
I'm just curious because we have a couple minutes left in this segment. So you've got a bunch of papers up in front of you, and I know you have more information to share.
Well, you know what? I always like to be prepared because I never know what you all are going to ask me.
We don't know what we're going to ask you. So we've got, and you said there's 56 people in hospitals in the county.
There were 52 on Thursday. Yeah, and I don't know what happened over the weekend. We'll find out this afternoon.
But it's rising, and the main cause is from the Delta variant.
Correct. It's more contagious.
Just to make it clear is that you can be vaccinated. You can still catch it, albeit the symptoms or less, it appears, you can still pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why they're talking about the mask is coming up again. The kids going to school, from what I understand, if they don't want a mask, what happens?
That's a great question. And that, you know, just like the businesses back in the old days from last year decided, you know, are we going to comply with state guidance or not? And school districts are in the position where they have to decide how they are going to comply with those state regulations. Public health is happy to help with guidance and to help them, you know, talk through situations and all of that. But we certainly are not going into schools and saying that, you know, you're going to get a ticket or something bad's going to happen to you.
It's
if
up
you
to
don't
the school
require
districts. Then.
The school districts do. And it's, you know, like we talked about before, we've got more kids in a closed space and we've got a variant that's, you know, that's
but
pretty nasty.
Most kids never got. I mean, that was one of the things about it, that younger people did not get the Delta, but you're saying, I mean, not Delta, but COVID, but more kids now are getting the Delta variant?
Well, it's not all of the cases are tested for variants. A small percentage were, and now the state's saying don't send any more because we know what we know, which is what we were trying to figure out through that surveillance testing, which was the Delta variant is here, and then it became the predominant strain in California. So we know that that's the case. The challenging, one of the statistics we saw the other day was last July, we had 26 school-aged kids with COVID, and this July, we had 51. So that's double, and now they're back in schools. And so we want kids back in school. Let there be no mistake. We want everyone wants kids back in schools. We just want to make sure that they're protecting themselves.
I saw a memo the other day, a confidential one, that said the kids that don't want to parents that don't want to send their kids to school for a variety of reasons. They're afraid of COVID or they don't want to mask or all that. Last year they had a chance to they had distance learning. Mm-hmm. This year they don't have that. And they, you know, the school board said, not school board, but the leadership said, we can look at it, finding a way to get these kids to school. And not to school, but to get them educated. Linda, stop hopping around. It's not going to make me go any faster. Well, it might. And I'm concerned about that, you know. Are kids just going to be left out?
No. What would happen, and again, I'm not a school representative, but this is just what I just know what I know, is that homeschooling has always been an option before COVID, during COVID. Homeschool is still an option.
So it would
for
be
kids.
Homeschooling vice distance
correct.
Learning because the guy in charge of that for Shasta County Office of Education said that's not going to be this year.
Distance learning is that unique concept that was invented last year where the teachers did the Skype and the Zoom calls and all of that. So, yes, that piece is – that's my understanding.
Okay.
The teachers can't do that any longer.
Last thoughts here? Maybe I shouldn't put it that way.
Thank you. No, yeah, final thoughts. Thank you for coming on this morning and doing your report.
Course.
Really appreciate it, Carrie.
Yes, anytime.
Well, maybe we should do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now that it's doing it again.
Closing thoughts before we take our break.
We encourage everyone to get vaccinated. We want you to make sure that you make that decision in concert with your doctor. We know some people aren't super comfortable with that. If you're not comfortable with it, we encourage you to talk with your doctor about the pros and cons and maybe talk through that a little bit.
Absolutely. Right. We're vaccinated. I would not like the idea of the state telling a person to get vaccinated.
Most people don't.
Is even though we tell kids to be vaccinated before they can start school. So it's a conundrum right now. Thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do, and congratulations on employee of the
employee of the month.
The month.
How about the year?
Let's go for the year next time. Okay.
Do it.
Hey,
thank you.
This
thank
portion
you guys.
Of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number is having the biggest sale of the year. But, you know, why would you want a Sleep Number mattress? One, it's comfortable. Two, you can adjust it so that it's your firmness, so that Linda can have one side of the bed is firm at her level, which is...
And my sleep number is 35.
And my sleep number setting is 40. With the new bed we have, kids need a good night's sleep, especially with everything that's going on and with the smoke, all of this. You should also have, you know, if you can, have a air scrubber or a, what is that? It's a air cleaner type thing in your bedroom if you can to help with that, get the particulates out of the air. But right now, like I said, discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are up on sale for a limited time only. The new Sleep Number 360 Queen C2 Smart Bed is now only $999, plus special financing ends today only at the Sleep Number store. That's over in the Target Shopping Center, a great place to go and visit, or sleepnumber.com. This is, of course... special financing is based on credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment.
The Joker's and Jesters Comedy Tour, live on stage in the Event Center.
This highly entertaining stand-up comedy and magic show is rated funny, laughter for all. Starring Steve Mazan, Jake Daniels, Tony DeJamco, and Mark Key.
Joker's and Jesters Comedy Tour, Thursday, September 9th.
Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Prepare to have a blast. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at the River Club and windriver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, Jay, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. Hey, today, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches. Since the day they started, they have been a success. They've been helping this community. They've been moving local dreams forward. They've got three branches, one in Rivers, I want to say Riverside. It is Riverside Way, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Then at 1845 California Street, downtown Reading. And, of course, 192 Hartnell Avenue, which is in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. All of this is Cornerstone Community Bank, a great place. We bank there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. The AQI today is right now it's like 97.
And that's air quality index.
That's the air quality index, which is really, that's poor. But it's been unhealthy for so long. And one, you know, they might just say stay in home. Jared, do you have an update, quick update on the fires?
I do. Let's see. The Dixie Fire is currently 169,000 acres with 31% containment. I accidentally just clicked away from that. And we have a phone call, so.
All right. 7:24 in the morning here.
Let's talk about, as long as we're here, let's talk about what happened in Afghanistan. The capital fell. Right now we have 3,000 troops at the airfield in Kabul. And it's you can imagine what it looks like there.
It's kind of like the end of when the helicopters are going off.
It hasn't reached that point yet. It hasn't reached that point yet, but I think it is. Afghans are climbing fences and they're clinging to planes. They're getting ready to take off. They're afraid of what the Taliban is going to do, and they rightfully so. Rightfully so. The Taliban has said they have established a caliphate, which is a their empire, where things fall under the their laws. And if you remember, for the last 20 years, people there, girls and women, could go to school. The law was not based strictly on Sharia law. And now, I imagine that's all going to change. So, for 20 years, we have been in Afghanistan, and Trump had a peace plan worked out, and he was starting to take troops out. And then Biden, because he said, I'll have everybody out by the end of August, just pulled out 3,000 troops. Now, after 20 years, you would think the Afghan army, with the billions of dollars we have spent there,
training.
Hundreds of billions of dollars we've spent there training, and they should have a viable military, which, of course, obviously they don't. The Taliban, once we started pulling all those troops out, just started taking over the northern provinces, and then they worked their way down, and then they came into Kabul yesterday, they started coming in. People ask me, well, what do you think? Well, you know what? I think that the United States can beat anybody in a war. But this wasn't, you know, but we are just not great at nation building, at least in the Middle East, it appears. Germany and Japan, we did a great job there. Great job there. But it wasn't the same mindset or culture as it was for Islamic fundamentalism.
We went, let's not forget that we're coming up on 9/11. And this is when, because of what happened, and we had not experienced since.
The planning and everything came out of Afghanistan.
Yes.
20 years. That's why we went out.
Let's not forget that that was on our turf, and not since probably Pearl Harbor do we ever feel the blow of what it was to have our nation attacked. Meanwhile, people are just walking around, do-do-do-do, and not realize that at any minute that could happen again.
Well, here's the thing is, was it all futile? No. Mike's coming on at 7:30.
Oh, okay. He's calling. He's on the phone.
Is Mike Rimmer? Is it Mike Rimmer?
Does
he have an English accent?
It's Mike Rimmer.
Well, tell him I've got it at 7:30. I got two more minutes, and then he's going to come on. Somebody says, was it all futile? No, it wasn't. Because for 20 years, you saved how many lives? You built roads. Like I said, you had people go to school. Was it futile in that? No, it wasn't. However, I would like to see that, you know, and this went across generations of presidents. Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden. Biden's being condemned by other world leaders right now for his actions on how he handled this. Now we're rushing troops back in. There are 3,000 with another 1,000 coming in, 4,000, trying to set up a perimeter, and that's what it is, a perimeter to try and get people out of there. I hope we don't see the helicopters on top of the embassy. But this was the way we pulled out of there was a disaster, just a disaster.
And you were over there doing intelligence.
I wasn't in Afghanistan.
Well, you were, but you were over, in 2006.
I was in Iraq.
Yeah.
I wasn't in Afghanistan.
But you were still doing.
But see, and let's talk about that. Obama pulls us out. All the troops out of Iraq. And what happened? ISIS. ISIS arose, and Obama actually had the ignorance to say, oh, they're like a junior varsity. Let me tell you, they weren't junior varsity. They established a caliphate too, and in Iraq and in that area, killed hundreds of thousands of people. And when Trump came in, he destroyed ISIS. Well, now Al Qaeda, Taliban, who knows what other groups are now in Afghanistan and control the country. So this whole thing, when Obama pulled all the troops out of Iraq, what did you expect? And we were there. The ones that were there knew it was going to take. We're going to have to keep some troops there to monitor the borders and to help them build their military. In Afghanistan, we've had 20 years there, and it has not worked. Anyway, and for somebody who said, well, you know, if you go in there and serve, you're screwed. No, you're not. It's to say that about the military is absolutely not true. It's absolutely not true. The military offers a way up. It offers a way to defend our country, to defend our Constitution. It is a life of service. It's when it goes past the military into the politicians. That's when you have to start questioning. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Now, one of the things we've been talking about is the amount of people that are leaving California, different groups of people. And on the phone, right after this break, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who's getting ready to move. And we're going to talk to him. He is a friend of mine. He's been a friend of mine since 1997. I know it's pretty much that date because that's when he checked in to our unit. And we'll talk about that a little bit, too. We'll be right back.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low. Oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio. Oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll. Not a soul is there.
Hi. This is Congressman Doug Ossie. I'm running for governor in the recall to get the homeless out of our parks and into treatment, to build new water storage for periods of drought, to get our kids back in school, to get people their unemployment benefits, and to stop releasing criminals from prison back into our neighborhoods. This state is screwed up. We need to get back to normal. Help me do that. I'm Doug Ossie. I'd be honored to have your vote on September 14th.
Doug Ossie is the conservative choice.
This is Kim Vann, and as President Trump's California State Director of Rural Development, I'm telling everyone to support Doug Ossie for governor. Doug Ossie is ready to hit the ground running and turn this state around. As U.S. Congressman, Doug Ossie cut taxes and fought for increased water storage. Doug Ossie is the only candidate in this race with a proven track record in both the public and private sector. He will make our voices heard. Join me in supporting Doug Ossie for governor.
Paid for by Doug Ossie for Governor 2021.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Miss a day, miss a lot. Hey, we've talked a lot about people moving out of the state of California, and people go, well, no, it's, well, the state's grown. Well, the state lost the congressional seat. I can go into it more and more. But, and we all know people that are leaving. But I have a friend. Good friend. It lives in San Diego. He's not from Escondido. He's not from here. And when we talked the other day, we had a great conversation about this, and I wanted to have him on. So good morning there, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And
good morning, Mike.
Usually he says, how in the hell are you? Usually he says, how in the hell are you? But, you know, we can say that word. And just some background on, well, Mike, give us your background. You've got such an interesting background.
Well, how long you got?
Well, we got 30 minutes here because we're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, because you also are military. So.
Yeah. Well, right, as Carl just said, I was in the Royal Navy for 27 years, and part of that time, how I met Carl, I was loaned to the U.S. Marine Corps for a few years. And after that, then the U.S. Navy for a further 3 years. So we got used to living in America, and our kids basically grew up here. They were, what, about 4 and 2 when we first came over. And after that, I decided to stay. So we chose San Diego because it's a nice place to be. We'd had some fun there visiting, and thought the change in weather from UK rain and storms would be quite a nice way to do things. So that's what we did, and we've been here since in San Diego since 2004. So,
well, let me tell you, this man's brilliant. He won't say it. He's also
and I just happen to be brilliant.
He was on the communications officer on the Queen's yacht, and there's pictures of him playing polo with royalty, which I always admired, and because I like to play polo, at least I did. So
yeah, we're getting too old for that, Carl.
Yeah, you know, we say that, don't we?
It hurts more when you fall off these days.
Well, it does. It does. And the poles have gotten shorter. Mallets have gotten shorter, I should say. And it's a really a great story because you were back in England, and when you decided to, you were offered this super job, and you were offered this super job by somebody that is a close friend of yours, and that didn't really turn out to be the job that either one of us thought. But you were easily picked up other jobs. So, but you went through the process, the immigration process.
Yeah, which took about to 7 years.
Yeah.
Before we finally got our citizenship. But
7 years.
Yeah, a long drawn out process.
Yeah, I mean, you actually had to go back to England
that was some of the visa rules, just to, you know, to renew the visa I was on at the time. We had to do that from the embassy in London. We couldn't do it over here.
Here's a man that worked for the United States Marine Corps and the Navy, U.S. Navy, at the highest levels of classifications, you know, the top secret, all those things, and it took you 7 years to get through.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But you did it because you wanted to live in America. And then you've settled in Escondido.
San Diego. Well, it's
San Diego.
It's the Gila Valley. It's near El Cajon than Escondido. Escondido's a bit further north. But
and what did you do then? You established your home.
Yeah, we bought a house, and you know, I was working and kids in school and all that sort of stuff, and we stayed there for a few years. My daughter is horsing up. And we found a nice little place, so we bought a small ranch out here, and which
doing boarding facilities and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we board some horses. We keep a lot of her horses as part of that deal, and she teaches mostly kids both English and Western riding, and. Up until COVID, she was making a very nice living doing, you know, doing camps and kids' parties and the teaching and all that sort of stuff. COVID sort of put the kibosh on that somewhat for her, but we survived, you know, we're sort of staying solvent. So,
and you built, you planted vines.
I planted a vineyard. Yeah, we can produce about 300 bottles of wine a year, just for our own use, really. Although we have partnered with a local winery, so they take some of it these days. And I've just finished bottling last year's Syrah, which was, you know, about 100 bottles or so. So the rest of it goes to a winery, and they produce wine, you know, the wine there in their with their more advanced facilities than feet crunching grapes and large vats in the garage, you know.
But it's so charming.
And by the way, Sophie.
It tastes pretty good too, actually.
Yeah.
And by the way, his daughter Sophie is just a beautiful young lady and has been a model on horse magazines with you know, clothing and all those things too.
Very accomplished.
So, now, I'm going to take an early break here, and because Mike, you're living the good life. You came to America. You've played a part in the everyday life of companies, of people. You've established yourself in California, because California, when you moved here, was the place you wanted to be. And but you've made the decision to leave. And we come back from this break. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, it's a better-known business that he's been repairing windshields. There's thousands of windshields over the years. There's nobody that knows more than Jeff Wurst about fixing a windshield. He's truly from the old school of quality workmanship. He guarantees his work for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Go see Jeff Wurst. Make an appointment for a free consultation at 241. Give him a call at 241-8373. Or just stop by 3208. That's 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. We'll be right back with a retired commander, Michael Rimmer.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I
set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingCult45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:48 in the morning, and today is the air quality index is only like 100, so it's just poor instead of being unhealthy, but it's still bad. On the line, Linda and I have retired commander of the British Navy, Michael Rimmer. Been a friend for decades, settled down in San Diego when he immigrated here to the United States, which took 7 years for a man that had the top secret clearances that worked with us in the Marines and the Navy. So you can imagine, there's nothing wrong with our immigration system.
Yeah.
But Mike's leaving California. Tell us why.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons, really. Probably the most important granddaughter. She's 9 months old. They happen to live in Cheyenne in lovely Wyoming. And we'd like to be nearer. That's not just my wife and myself, but also Sophie, my daughter.
Yeah.
She wants to be the favorite aunt that spoils her rotten and teaches her to ride and everything else. She's already got a pony for her. And, you know, we just want to be closer. So there's that. Also, I'm sort of getting to the stage in my life where I'd like to slow down a bit and do a bit more fishing and shooting and hunting and stuff like that, which is not easy in California. And certainly, I don't like the California politics. It's all this political correctness nonsense and everything else is just permeating everything. It's becoming more and more difficult to do business as a small business owner and, you know, with my daughter with her small business. I mean, it's just crazy. And it would be nice to not have a lot of those restrictions that we have here. So we are going to sell up and move to Wyoming.
And you've been in California now, Mike, for your family. Again, let's go back and reiterate. 7 years it took you to become an American citizen, and
yeah.
and all of the family to become American citizens. 7 years. So
yeah.
do you find that it kind of burns you when you think that people just cross the border and automatically are considered whatever, all the rights and privileges that they get after you've worked so hard?
Yeah, say nothing of the expense of paying for it all. You know, in taxation here is crazy. So, you know, to retire, I can save a fortune by moving to Wyoming. So, you know, there's that aspect of it as well. In California, you know, everything's free and everything's paid for. People just come in without, you know, with no documentation. We give them driving licenses and allow them to attend school and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, all on our tax bill.
And you come from you come from the United Kingdom. You come from England, and there's
I've got no problem with immigration. I mean, we've had immigration in UK for years, and it's a very diverse culture in UK, and has been for many, many years. I mean, ever since I can remember.
As long as it's done properly. Well, you know, through the channels, through the desire.
Absolutely.
If you're going to live on this land, these are the rules and regulations in which to abide.
Yes. And then, you know, there is a process, albeit, you know, long and arduous. But, I mean, again, for me, it caused lots of difficulties because while I wasn't a citizen, I couldn't hold a security clearance, despite having had the security clearance. So that made it quite difficult for me in certain jobs that I was doing. So even though I'd held them for many, many years, suddenly I couldn't even see the stuff I'd written myself. You know, it was crazy. But, you know, those are the rules. So you abide by them and live with it and, you know, work on through it. But it's a very complex process to do that.
What about the fires, my friend? Do the fires in California, did that play in? Because down in your area, they burn too, even though people don't think so.
They do, regularly. I mean, out where we are, you know, we're sort of in the back country a little bit, and we have regular fires. Now, it has to be said, they're very, very good. I mean, locally, there's aircraft and helicopters on them within minutes. So they tend to be fairly well contained, but every now and again, one breaks out and we had to evacuate all the horses last year for a fire, which is with 25 horses to get out of here was say nothing of the dogs, cats, chickens, and everything else was quite a process. But you know, we did it and got them away to a place of safety. Unfortunately, you know, the fire was contained and didn't actually get to us, which was fine. It does play as part of the equation. I mean, my wife sort of has. She gets severe anxiety when there's a fire locally. I mean, because there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, if it's coming your way, it's in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
And let me tell you, Jules is a jewel. One of the nicest ladies you'll ever meet, and what a fine person she is. And I never struck me that she would have anxiety about much. But when you say that, that tells me the severity. of this? Because Linda gets buried.
I mean, it's not that they don't have fires in Wyoming. They do.
Yeah.
But nothing like the frequency they have here. I mean, this year around here, we've had four or five. I mean, it's mostly caused by stupidity with people flicking cigarettes out of the window when they come out of a casino and stuff like that.
Yeah, same here. We're surrounded by fires at this very moment. And we got a report in the newspaper that some of them were arson related.
The biggest one was started by lightning, but it makes no difference what it starts from. It starts there's another box that gets checked. You know.
My own belief is that a lot more money needs to be spent on maintenance and what have you in the forest to clear the underbrush and, I mean, controlled burns and stuff like that have been, you know, the Native Americans have been doing for centuries and maintaining the land that way. And that minimizes the risk. But all the conservation and the rules associated with doing anything, touching anything in the woodland, even cutting down a tree in your backyard, the rules and regulations make it almost impossible to do. And...
Well,
that enables the build-up of underbrush and everything else,
yeah,
which makes all these fires much more intense because there's so much more fuel.
And when you get to Wyoming,
the grass off it.
Yeah, well, when you get to Wyoming, the thing I noticed about Wyoming, when you drive through their forest, you know, through the roads, it's cleared out. They actually have spaced trees in the underbrush in places I've seen have been, they take care of it that way.
Yeah, and that method has worked for millennia. So there's I think that's the way we should be going, rather than this policy of spending billions and billions of dollars every year trying to put fires out once they started.
Not to say anything about the carbon that gets.
Well, yeah, the impact of that negates any efforts to go solar and electric vehicles and all that sort of stuff. I mean, seems crazy to me.
I don't think you'd be using solar up here in Northern California for about the last 3 weeks, frankly, but I could be wrong. Hey, we're getting close to leaving. Now, Mike, you've got a grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to visit and teach the grandchild the things that I trained your children in when they were four and two?
Well, yes, why not? You know, that was good for a laugh.
That was before me. Before me.
So, I mean, the way...
I have no idea what you're talking about, but...
The SAS airline attendant puts on her makeup, that was one of my favorites.
That's still talked about and reenacted regularly, you know.
how to make a mortar. Out of
How to make a mortar.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I taught him that too.
Just what you need with a teenage son.
Yes.
And I tell you what great kids you have, and one is a Valley girl. If you hear her talk, I see Valley girl. I mean, totally California. And your son, on the other hand, the last time I saw him, he had his very much a British accent. Is it still that way?
He remains an Englishman abroad, although. Although he does, use the U.S. vernacular more than perhaps an Englishman would. So, you know, he's identifiable, but sort of gone native.
Well, he's up in Wyoming, you know. Does he wear cowboy hats?
Yes, he does, yeah. and he carries a gun most places.
Okay. You drew him right. Hey, you know what, Mike and Jules?
Thank
and Sophie,
you so much.
The state of California is losing some really, really fine people. And the state of Wyoming is gaining some really, really fine people. And I appreciate you taking the time to call and to talk about leaving and a place that you really wanted to live and lived here and gave it a shot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, and I'd just like to say we've made some wonderful friends in California, and we shall be in touch with them, and they will be visiting us in Wyoming. So, that's all good.
That's all good, my friend. All right.
All good.
Please take care and give our love to everybody.
Certainly will. Love to you both, too.
All right. Take care.
All right. I have stories about this guy. You know, people, the Marine Corps has started the squad radio concept because of Mike Rimmer. And, when he first checked in, I've got a commander in the British Navy working for me. We were the same rank. And I said, and your job is? He goes, I have no idea. And I looked at him and I said, well, look, take a week and come back and tell me what you think. And he did. And he said, he brought back a yachting magazine. He says, you see these radios? I just think they could work. And there's a long story after that, but because of him, we got squad radios in the United States Marine Corps. All right, we're going to take a break here for the news, and we'll be right back, and we'll be talking to Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Reading Police Officer Robichaud.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Assurances and his predictions about the Afghan security forces versus the Taliban.
In April, the president promised a responsible and safe U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We'll not conduct a hasty rush to the exit.
Last month, Mr. Biden claimed that the Taliban was no match for Afghan security forces.
Who is better trained, better equipped.
And he downplayed a possible Taliban takeover.
But the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Those statements stand in sharp contrast to the Taliban seizing control of Afghanistan over the weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And thousands of terrified Afghans have fled to the Kabul airport, desperate to escape, forcing closure of that facility for now. The number of U.S. troops sent back to Afghanistan following the initial pullout totals roughly 6,000. President Biden remains on vacation in the midst of the crisis and so far has said nothing publicly. For U.S. Marine and Afghan war veteran William B., and what's happening in Afghanistan brings a heavy sense of grief and loss.
Kind of mind-blowing. I mean, it gets to you.
He was 19 when he first went to Afghanistan on Christmas 2001, one of the first Marines on the ground. He had several tours of duty there, now watches as the Taliban runs roughshod over everything.
To see all that happen, everything being erased like an etch-a-sketch.
Republicans say that President Biden has seriously bungled the Afghanistan withdrawal. Stocks are deep in the red on Wall Street so far today. Right now, the Dow down 116 points, the NASDAQ 180 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan, or increase our monthly payment too much, or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to Animalist Consumer Access. Federal Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Gunmen have attacked an agricultural college in northwestern Nigeria, kidnapping a number of students and staffers, as well as killing several security guards.
Officials say the gunmen in large numbers on motorbikes stormed the College of Agriculture and Animal Science in the northwestern town of Bakura on Sunday night, opening fire and carrying out abductions and killings. This is the latest attack by armed criminal gangs targeting students in the region, as kidnappings for ransom continue to worsen across Nigeria. Since last December, more than 1,000 students have been seized from schools and universities in similar attacks. The latest incident in Zamfara State has once again highlighted Nigeria's growing insecurity with various armed groups unleashing violence.
That's the BBC's Ishaq Khalid. Spain's interior minister defending sending unaccompanied children migrants back to Morocco in groups of 15, saying that they wanted to go home. News and analysis, townhall.com. In sports, Major League Baseball, L.A. explodes offensively, beating the Mets.
The Los Angeles Dodgers pounded out 16 hits on their way to a 14-4 win over the Mets to sweep the three-game weekend series. Among the offensive highlights for Los Angeles, Max Muncy, two homers with four RBIs, Trey Turner, three hits with four runs scored, Max Scherzer tossed six innings for his 10th win, Mets starter Carlos Carrasco lasted just two innings to take the loss. L.A. trail San Francisco by 4 games in the National League West. The Mets are in third place in the National League East and trail Atlanta by 2.5 games. Mike Mancuso, New York.
Roger Federer is going to miss the U.S. Open because of a third operation on his right knee. The 40-year-old Federer says on Instagram that he will be out for several months, acknowledging there is a possibility that his playing career could be at its end. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's at the same address. Be easy on each other in the chat room today.
Are they bashing?
No. Good. No, they're okay.
Good.
No, they're fine.
It's Monday. Go easy.
Today is the 16th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We've got Jared at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And we've got, what was the first national day?
I said it was Telejoke Day, but there's another one here, Airborne Day.
Oh. Airborne.
Okay.
That's from above.
What if that's airborne, like from the sky, or airborne the stuff that plop, plop, fizz, fizz for a cold?
No, it's military.
Okay.
The reason I didn't mention it earlier is because I wanted to look it up before to make sure what it was. So.
Airborne.
All right. All right. There you go.
From above.
78 degrees. You're going to give us a little bit of a fire update here in a minute after this forecast. It is currently 78 degrees, and we have widespread smoke today. If you are just getting on your feet this morning and waking up, sunny and hot, today will be 107. Widespread haze after 11 o'clock. Tonight, 71 will be our lows. Tuesday calls for 97 with our overnight lows of 64. And Wednesday, it looks like we're going to have sunny and hot again, but the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, will be under the triple-digit weather conditions, according to this National Weather Service update. Wednesday, 95, Thursday, 99, and Friday, 98. As we progress through the weekend, Saturday will be 95 with overnight lows of 66 and Sunday 96. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts located in Anderson. Get them a call at 365-3793. 8:07 in the morning here with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we do have a fire update with Jared.
The Dixie Fire is currently 570,000 acres with only 31% containment. The Monument Fire, which is in the Trinity National Forest, is almost 100,000 acres and only 10% contained. And then north of the Monument Fire, also in the Trinity Forest, we have the River Complex, which is 44,000 acres and then 10% contained. And those are the fires nearest us.
So when you think about...
They're getting close to... I mean, like 6 miles out from Weaverville, 7 or 8 miles out from Susanville, Hayfork, you know, there's so many towns
around here.
Hayfork
is really
here.
Close to Weaverville.
Yeah, well, but there's so many towns that are threatened. I mean, they haven't been told to evacuate yet, but the Dixie Fire, it just seems like everything we're throwing at it, and we are throwing a lot at it, thousands of firefighters, you know, hundreds and hundreds of airdrops and all of this. It just keeps moving. And I think, would you say 31% contained?
That's correct.
Well, it's been like 31% contained for several days. And it's right now, looking at the air quality in Northern California. I mean, right now it's the best it's been in a while, and it's poor. It's 100 or 97, and I guarantee if I look at it right now, it'll be over that. So,
well, when we think of, and I say this quite frequently, you know, when we see our first responders, the human beings that are out there, they are laying their life. You think about the trauma and the intensity. And of course, they choose to do so. But what that is to be out there and fight, these are monstrous fires. So just, you know, if you just, whatever it is that you do, if you pray, if you meditate, just please send this positive energy their way, not only for them, but for their families and the aftermath. And gosh, of course, the song that came to my mind this morning was Bless the Beasts and the Children. Because we have to, this is the only thing we can do right now to keep our sanity when we're in this place where all these fires are around us. So just keep putting your positive thoughts that those percentages of where the fire is contained will increase, and coming soon, they will be out.
By December.
Well, don't say that.
No, I mean,
anyway.
It could be. You know, by the time you get everything finished, it could be. But well, let's hope just for a big rain.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we have with us Marilyn Troggett.
Troggett.
I missed my R there. And Officer Sergeant Tim Renault. Even though that others may call it written is. Well, if you haven't gotten any crap today, you will now. I know they're listening. And you hear from the Shasta County Citizens advocating respect because Susan Wilson is back in Chautauqua, New York. And what Marilyn didn't know is that the Chautauqua Traveling Show has been around since 1874.
I didn't know that, and I'm from New York.
That the New York Chautauqua Assembly was organized by a Methodist minister and at a campsite on the shores of Chautauqua Lake, where Susan probably is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the format was to train Sunday school teachers. That's what it started at, but then it grew. And it was they had tent Chautauquas, which was a manifestation of the Chautauqua movement. And they would come to towns and they put their tents up, pitched their tents in a well-drained field near town. After several days, the Chautauqua would fold its tents and move on. So there. So
all
this
right.
has been around since 1874.
So Susan there is speaking.
Yes, she is. And it's become... I mean, I grew up in New York, and I knew about that, but I didn't know about all of the history that you just told us, which is great.
I had heard someplace, I think there was actually even a movie with, like, Judy Garland back in the 30s about the Chautauqua Traveling Show, and that's the only reason I think I'd ever heard of that.
Well, now they have cultural programs all summer. I've actually been there myself, and it's very, very interesting. It's a lovely setting on like you said, Lake Chautauqua.
Well, welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
And we are here today to discuss a number of topics, but let's begin with what's on your mind.
Well, I would like to start by saying there's a reason why I invited Sergeant Renault to come on the show with me, because he presented at Reading East Rotary a few weeks ago, and I'm a member of that club, and I was very impressed by the presentation. With Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, we are about building community that is inclusive, that is respectful of everyone, that preserves the rights and of everyone, along with the responsibilities of everyone. And there are so many things polarizing our community, our country, actually, but let's just deal with the community. It's too much, I call it malignant polarization, where things that never should be political end up political. Or people will throw out buzzwords and then argue with the meaning of it when it's not really the meaning that it started out being. So it's like, I'm on your team and I take the ball and I run the wrong way with it. So much of that has been happening. And I thought that Sergeant Renault would be really good to have to speak to your listeners to debunk some of these myths and talk about this very creative program, Neighborhood Policing Unit, that he's heading up.
Yeah,
excellent.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take an early break.
Let's hear some positivity.
Early break, come back and let's talk about those programs. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been doing this, making magic in people's homes for many years, almost 20 years now. He is a true artist when it comes to concrete. Granite,
yeah.
Well, maybe even concrete, too.
Any kind of stone.
But I know, yeah, any type of stone. Granite, marble, slate. anything like that. He has he can come
tile.
In. He can take your vision and turn it into reality. You know, that's really important for an artist like him. He works by appointment only. So to set up a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE and learn more at estategranite.com. It's a better-known business, and Mike's one of the good guys. That's Estate Granite with Mike Huber. 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way. All of the good times that you saved. Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. When Gavin Newsom tried to shut our county down, our local supervisors stood shoulder to shoulder with our local businesses. Not a single citation was handed out to a Shasta County business by our local government. Our business community proudly stands with our elected supervisors, Mary Rickard, Leonard Modi, and Joe Cominti. Decline to sign and reject Recall Shasta.
This ad paid for by Shasta Forward. Reject the recall of supervisors Rickard, Cominti, and Modi.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. For all your jewelry needs, they can do watch repair, they can set stones, they can fix a broken prong, or if you just need to have your jewelry evaluated, go on over to a family-owned business, Four Winds Jewelry.
And we are here today with Shasta County citizens advocating respect. Shasta County citizens advocating respect. And we're here with one of the leaders and founders, Marilyn Trigott, and Sergeant Tim Renault from the Reading Police Department. And I met Tim several years ago when I voted about him becoming a corporal. And they overrode me. I tell you what, that was one of the hardest boards I've ever sat on. And I've sat on boards before for Marines, for the Marine of the Month, Meritorious Marines. And all of y'all, I mean, when it got down to it and we were finished, we looked at each other and we said, any one of these officers would be good, would be great in this job. So you were in some really tough competition, and I'm really, and obviously we did not make a mistake there.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, no, you earned that. You earned it, and I've got nothing but the highest respect for our officers.
I appreciate it.
Every so often one has a problem, but
human being does.
Now, let's talk about the speech you gave to Rotary was about what specifically?
Well, I was invited to Rotary to talk about the neighborhood police unit, which I supervise, and in NPU, we've kind of broke down what that program entails, and then we also have three other programs that's under my umbrella that I supervise.
Well, let's start with the neighborhood police unit, because everybody, when this thing first started, was like, oh, yeah. I mean, some of your time you were on bicycles, but people saw you all on the street.
Yeah, I might be a little biased. I believe it's the greatest assignment you can have in our department, and then supervising it, I'm pretty fortunate. You know, the chief gives me a lot of responsibility, and it's been great. So that program consists of four officers and a supervisor, and you're able to be proactive. So we get complaints from citizens about maybe narcotic houses or suspected narcotic houses, or this is an issue in my neighborhood. And whereas patrol responds to calls for service, and they try to clear it out and go to the next call because they're dealing with 30-plus calls a day, we have the time to be proactive, research it, find out who lives there, do surveillance, intel, do search warrants, and try to find a way to alleviate that problem, get that the residents out of there, and make the neighborhood better. And like you said, sometimes we may be called upon to get on the new electric bicycles or on side-by-side vehicles and the river trail or whatever it may be, and we just
is adapt. That cheating, electric bicycles?
It absolutely is cheating.
Good, because we've been invited, by the way, Linda, to go on an electric bicycle tour of the trails by the Shasta Trail Society, and we just haven't taken
all right.
We're not going to do it now.
Yeah, but we'll think about it.
Yeah,
in the
after the fires are out, probably sometime in 2022.
Yeah, well, getting back to neighborhood police. Now, is there a different phone number? So now I think we have several listeners that are going to be very interested in this, that this does not go to the major, like you said, the patrol cars, that this is a special unit, and I think I'm learning this today, so I know some people listening are, oh, really? Specifically allocated for policing your neighborhoods.
Correct. So the easiest way for us is that you actually go onto our Reading Police Department website, and it actually has a button you click for reporting to NPU, and you can be anonymous, you can give information, you can give pictures. So we probably field maybe 10 to 20 complaints that come to us. And a lot of these are time-consuming investigations that we work months on. You know, we believe there's fentanyl being dealt out of this house, and it's something that takes a while for us to do. It's not something just knock on the door. We want to make sure we solve this. So we print those up every day. We go through them. We figure out how we're going to address it. If this is going to be something, we just do a knock and talk. Hey, my neighbor's really loud. Well, it's not necessarily something, but we're going to alleviate that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this something that's going to take a while to get resources, and that's probably the best way to do it is to report it online.
All right. Okay. So you have to report it online. But is there a phone number if somebody, you know, not everybody's savvy that way?
I would say just a regular non-emergency number to dispatch. When you call that number, it'll say, do you want to report a crime or do you want to talk to an officer? You can also, it'll go to dispatch and say, hey, I want to talk to the neighborhood police unit. They'll probably forward it to me anyway. as a supervisor. So you can always ask dispatch or the records division, hey, I need to talk to NPU.
Now, we started another one. We started another NPU that's based right here at the end of the street, really, on Placer and, well, Market Street right here, I believe. Isn't there?
So we have another program that's one of the ones I'm going to be supervising. We don't know exactly what it's going to be called yet. You might be talking about the Downtown Bike Unit,
yeah,
which people are calling NPU 2 or whatever.
That's what I would think it would be.
Yeah, we haven't really decided what it's going to be called, but right now it's kind of like the Downtown Bike Unit. I wouldn't say it's up and running yet. We're working those positions on an overtime basis on electric bicycles, so you will see them out there. They're working a few days a week on an overtime basis, but that's going to be a four-officer unit that's working probably 6 days a week, dividing the week up a little bit and just focusing on downtown, the River Trail, and I'm hoping for the Hilltop Corridor. And on those electric bicycles, they have a substation that's going to be on California Street. So that's pretty exciting. People are super excited about that one.
Well, anytime you see getting officers out of the car is really important, or am I just exaggerating?
No, I think it's huge. I think when we get out there, my vision is to have officers walking these streets that everybody will know, hey, that's so-and-so, and then all the officers by name, they can call them directly and say, I'm having a problem with whether it's a transient that's out there every day or whether it's whatever it may be. I want those officers to be my first four officers on scene to deal with those issues.
Oh, we get everybody here gets, as you know, we get strange people walk in here all the time. I mean, it's not been violent or anything. They're just mentally out there. And in a way, you kind of feel like, you know, what can I do for a person like this? But I mean, they make no sense. They carry other possessions in a paper or in a beat up cardboard carton. They haven't bathed in about a month. What do you do about that? I mean, this isn't something you call the police about.
Well, I think
because they're not a problem in that sense.
Right. And I think what's exciting is the next program that is going to be starting here, I think it's September 4th or 5th, is going to be our crisis intervention team that I think mm-hmm. the chief might have talked to you guys a little bit about.
Oh, yeah, he's talked about it.
So we're really excited. I'll be supervising that program also, and that's going to be two of our officers right now and a mental health clinician. We just got their vehicle set up. It's an unmarked a Tahoe. They'll be wearing plain clothes, similar mm-hmm. to what you're wearing with a button-down shirt.
Right.
And maybe some Docker BDU-style pants. They'll still have a bulletproof vest underneath. They won't look as tactical as you see a regular officer.
Yeah, they'll be you know, your quote, undercover type. It's not a crisis when they get out of the car.
Right. It's not elevating the situation.
Right.
So it's been successful in other cities. In Sacramento and some of these other cities, and we're excited to give it a try here. I think some of the people you're saying they're seeing running in the roadway, and you know, we kind of know a lot of them by name, just kind of acting, you know, you say, oh, that guy's acting crazy. These are what that crisis intervention team's going to be dealing with, is how do we get this to stop? How do we work with them and give them the resources to get them on the right path? So that team is going to be huge.
Well, you know, and do we have one for every shift?
Well,
you're starting with one shift, right?
The ultimate plan is that it would be one of our officers, a deputy, and uh-huh. a mental health worker, and then they'll have a second vehicle that would have another one of our officers we're hoping for, whether it's a deputy or an Anderson officer, and a mental health worker. Right now, we're in the beginning phases. It's going to be two of our officers. We have two mm-hmm. of them picked out. They've already been trained. They've been to the crisis intervention training. They've been to hostage negotiation courses. And the mental health clinician's been trained and picked out. So
now, Marilyn, you all, this is probably, you know, when the chief brought this up months ago, and part of it, of course, is funding. But there are organizations out there that were willing to help. But it seems to me that Shasta County Health and Human Services, we should have bumped as much as we needed for something like this. I don't know if they did or not. I'm going to have to ask. But for this, this goes right down the lines of what you all advocate.
Yeah, because if you remember, we discussed this last month when I was on your program.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the biggest polarizing phrases that has been totally misused is quote-unquote defunding the police. And that's one of the things I wanted Sergeant Renault to address, because it's not taking away anything from the police. I want you to explain how it's adding.
Yeah, what's nice about this program, we're not taking officers from the streets themselves. We actually, one position, which is Officer Snyder's, is being paid for. It's actually, I have it written down here, by the Public Health Department. Mental health is obviously funding the mental health clinician. And then we have another position that's funded through the Housing Department, and that's going to be where we have our second unit, Officer Kettle. They'll be going out to homeless encampments and with a housing personnel and actually going out there and trying to get these people off the streets, especially people that are dealing with mental health crisis, and try to get them into housing. So, again, that'll develop a little bit more as we get more resources.
But well, we're going to have to take a break, but, you know, it's one of the things I want to get Aaron Reznor in as the mayor to talk about this housing thing. I would say 99% of the people, of our citizens, have no problem at all with helping people. You know, if, there's a big if they make the move to help themselves. And we're going to get, you know, I understand they're going to get so many months of this, but they have to get into programs and to help them get from being homeless to get, you know, to becoming, you know, to have, being able to have their own home, being able to maybe move on with their education to get into that. I think the main problem that any of us would have is just, hey, we're going to provide housing to you, and it's all give, and you all take without giving back. Yep. Marilyn?
Yeah, that's a whole conversation because anyone who is new in their profession, that's a helping profession. I have my background, I've done counseling with at-risk youth and families. Whether you're in law enforcement, healthcare, education, I was also a teacher for 4 years after university. You think you are the only one who understands this person and you are the only one that can help them, and they put you in that position. Oh, you're the only one. You can save me, blah, blah, blah. Until you get burned a couple of times and you learn how not to do it. You cannot train someone in these professions how not to get burned. They have to get burned, and they go, oh, yeah, that's how. That's the line.
Well, that's
I
how you learn.
Over.
You well, learn from yeah. mistakes. You don't yeah. learn from doing things right yeah. every
well, and
time.
Then if you've been on the street or you have broken, you know, we have a friend that we do have to take a break. We're running over time. There becomes like a normal way of life to become a master manipulator.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
we'll
that's
talk
where
about
people,
this more after the break.
Yeah, people
then.
Get
yeah.
people
yeah.
get burned on that one. So
because you think that you're doing everything right,
but they know how to steal and how to use mm-hmm. and how to yeah. and it happens with in many instances how to survive in a traumatic mm-hmm. You know in a family with that's been abusive or situation. So we do have to take a break. 8:31 in the morning here on KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Their special guests, Citizens Advocating Respect, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your dial, your talk radio at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial Judy and her gang over there on Hilltop Drive.
I like to think of them as her cohort, not a gang.
Well, her group, you know, whatever you want to call it.
You know what?
I always call them my gang.
Insurance and financial.
They get me. They got me.
For the second opinion.
Got my back. Go ahead. Come on, don't stop.
Well,
it's Monday
like
morning.
To.
Let's do it.
May I?
Yes.
If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans and their 401k, call Judy or one of her financial experts for a free review and evaluation. Things have changed a lot, and they're changing every day. You want somebody that's well-versed in this, and Judy's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Vintage.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh-squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wine, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 75 degrees out there. It's smoky. The air quality index is, gosh, under 100, which means, oh, my gosh, that's under 100 means, like, you can go out and run marathons today. No, it means poor. It means poor. And so go out and smoke your pack of cigarettes by walking around today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a local business out of Anderson who's won awards for hiring veterans, for not just hiring veterans, but just being great people. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, all the propane comes out of one tank. Oh, yeah. It's the customer service that makes the difference, and that's Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 is their phone number. We're here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Marilyn Trigott and Sergeant Tim Renault. Okay, Renault. Even though I want to say it the French way.
It's Trigott and Renault.
I know.
There we go.
I got it.
Got your name.
I'm just trying to be entertaining here.
Boat.
He's
Mr. Boat.
Now, Sergeant Renault. Yeah. Oh, that's the nicest thing people have said. I've been called other names. I know it's hard to believe. He's in charge of the neighborhood police unit, but he's also in charge of this new unit, this
crisis intervention team.
Crisis intervention team, which puts a mental health professional in with two officers. They're in civilian clothes. They've been trained in crisis intervention. Their job is they get a phone call from somebody. I've got a crazy person outside my business or inside my business. That team would probably get the call to go in and try to defuse the situation.
Correct.
Even though that the officers of this city probably know every person that's having a problem by name. I mean, I've seen them out there.
That's funny you say that, because we just asked one of our stat guy, Mike, to pull the 20 most frequent calls, people that we deal with that are dealing with mental health issues, whether it's the guy that's running in the middle of Cypress all the time or whether it's a certain house that calls all the time saying there's someone in my attic that's not really there. They're going to pull those 20 calls. So when this unit isn't responding to a call for service that is rises to the level of a mental health call, they'll go off of those and say, okay, how do we deal with number one here? We have such and such amount of calls a month, a year on this person. Let's address that and figure out the long-term solution.
Okay. Now, that's got to be difficult. Marilyn, please join in on this. But and because during the break, we talked about manipulation and how really you got to get burned a few times in this business. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. No. But, okay, you've got this one person that you're seeing 20 times a month because of this. How do you handle that? Is there a way
you can't just lock them up, obviously. We used to. What do we do now, Marilyn?
Well, a very loaded question.
But that's what people ask.
Yes. And I'm going to let Sergeant Renault answer what the police and mental health team does for that in an effort to debunk the idea that it is defunding the police. It is not defunding the police, and we need to get rid of that term. It's just really an inaccurate
Maybe
term.
Here it is. Maybe in the city of Reading it is.
Well, we're in the city of Reading, and we're broadcasting in Reading, so that's we can deal with that.
Okay.
The other part of the question is, what do you do with somebody who is given lots of opportunities to get their life on track, and they don't? And that's when I'm talking about the getting burned, because when you think you are the person's savior and you can help them because you've given them all this attention and care and you put your heart out and all the resources out and they don't take them, you are not a failure, okay? But it takes you experiencing that and a lot of reinforcement by more experienced colleagues to let you know that there's a line, and the other person can go up to the line, and you can go up to the line. When you cross the line and you start doing things for someone that they could do for themselves, you're not giving them coping skills. You're rescuing them, but then you become, there's like this dynamic called the persecutor. You take their personal power away. But when you realize that people have a right to fail, they have a right to not get well if they choose not to, they have a right to not be housed if they choose not to and resist efforts to do that, you can only do so much, and then you learn to put your resources where people want the resources and take personal responsibility. So it comes back to personal responsibility.
I thoroughly agree with every word you said.
See, okay.
Marilyn just fell off the chair.
No, I mean, this reminds me of, very close to my family, I have somebody very committed to the 12-step program. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, no, I have several people in my life that are with the 12-step program, and AA, Al-Anon. And that is, people will backslide. And they call it, whatever you call it in church, it's backslide, but wherever, I don't know what they call it in Al-Anon or AA, and it doesn't matter. It's got some kind of name. But that's where you get a coin, and you gather, and you support. And so we're all about the getting the people off the street as long as they are showing up. They're trying. They're being accountable. They're in a group that is like checking in. Where are we this week? How are you doing this week? Let's get, like accountability is the word I'm trying to say.
Bearing in mind there are people who are not capable of that because of mental illness. So we can't just, write people off as, well, they don't want to do that either, in spite of what I just said. There needs to be some way to deal with the people who are not mentally capable of making those choices. And I don't know what those resources are in this county.
Let's go back to Sergeant Renault here. This is a problem. And the fact that your crisis intervention team is a huge step forward. And in this case, it was extra money that came in on grants and all this to be able to help. So there wasn't money taken away. And I want to just make
cleared everybody. No money was taken away from the department for this. But you have to look at this being such an important part. What do you want to see? If it was, what do you want it to do?
Well, I think what all of us want to do, number one, is it's always been an issue in our department is response times. You know, when you have, you know, you're calling for 911 and it's taking you several minutes for a police officer to show up, that's always a huge concern. You know, when you call 911, you want someone there like 30 seconds ago. So this team we're hoping is going to help with some of that. When you have regular patrol officers dealing with some of these calls that will take a long time and that's hard for that officer to break away to go respond to a more critical call, this will hopefully alleviate some of that response times for those other officers. And this team can also have the time to sit down and get to the bottom of it as opposed to putting a Band-Aid on it and saying, all right, let's go to the next call. They'll be able to sit there for whether it's hours long and say, okay, this person, we can go through the mental health records and find out this person has been a patient. This is what they were diagnosed with. How should we treat this? Can we get them dialed in with the right person now? Is it medication? Since they have a mental health clinician with them, that will help out greatly. Whereas a lot of times we'll go out there and say, wow, this person's either under the influence or they're suffering from a mental health illness. Let's take them down to the hospital and dump them off there and we'll see what happens. And we want to find long-term solutions to these 20 or 30 habitual callers for that we're dealing with on patrol, and this team will have that option and that ability to do that. So I think it'll be great.
Do you think as a result of this that there would be the ability to create new programs to deal with things that we maybe don't have in this community?
I think so. I think it'll be great. I think, we're lucky. We have a very good relationship with the mission. Like I said, I supervise the community work program, which is going out there cleaning up the illegal encampments and dumping. So I'm able to go out there, and we offer the resources. You guys mentioned earlier, we offer resources about the mission, and most people say, I'm not really interested. And so now that we have this other officer, Officer Kettle, they'll be out there in the encampments and able to provide resources with them. I think it'll be huge.
Well, that's I can't wait till we kick this thing off. And after we've had a month or so under our belt, love for you to come back and just say, this is what we've discovered that works, and this is where we got burnt, as, you know, I used the term burnt with parentheses there, because of caring. And this is what happens when you care. If you care, you're going to get burnt. I don't care if it's in a, you know, you're trying to help some mentally ill person or relationships with people, you're going to get burnt. And you just then have to, you know, go back, take a look at what worked and what didn't, and then go to the sides that work. You know, that's where we learn is on our mistakes, and we expect mistakes. So it'd be nice if you all were perfect, but as soon as somebody shows me a perfect person, I'll say, okay, the police now have to be perfect. I think you're safe, except for Jared. He's always good on the breaks, and his music is beautiful. 8:46 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been living in Redding for 14 years, never had a haircut anywhere else, and I can just tell you, I love this place. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment, and you walk into man's last stronghold. What can I say? Linda walked in there one day, said hello to everybody, walked back out, and said she had to shave her legs because of the testosterone that was in there. I think that she was exaggerating a little bit. We'll be right back.
Take away my inhibition. Take away my solitude. Fire me up with your resistance. Put me in the mood. Storm the walls around this prison.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug Osi. I'm running for governor in the recall to get the homeless out of our parks and into treatment, to build new water storage for periods of drought, to get our kids back in school, to get people their unemployment benefits, and to stop releasing criminals from prison back into our neighborhoods. This state is screwed up. We need to get back to normal. Help me do that. I'm Doug Osi. I'd be honored to have your vote on September 14th.
Doug Osi is the conservative choice.
This is Kim Vann, and as President Trump's California State Director of Rural Development, I'm telling everyone to support Doug Osi for governor. Doug Osi is ready to hit the ground running and turn this state around. As U.S. Congressman, Doug Osi cut taxes and fought for increased water storage. Doug Osi is the only candidate in this race with a proven track record in both the public and private sector. He will make our voices heard. Join me in supporting Doug Osi for governor.
Paid for by Doug Osi for governor 2021.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show. Oh my gosh, what you can hear in the at the break.
Okay, I was going
Carl,
a little bit,
no,
a little
no,
bit crazy.
No, 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 because, you know, we're talking. It's interesting with our chat room, too. I kind of read down and looked at some of the comments there. And you know what? We just want to say thank you to the chat pack. You guys are having civil conversation. And that's really nice because we know that we've had to eliminate some of the negative kind of
influences in there.
Yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I tell you what, Shasta Regional Medical Center, COVID, my friends, it's reared its ugly head again. And they've got, you know, there's 52 people in the hospitals in Shasta County, 10 in the ICU. I know that Shasta Regional is getting their portion of it. But you can be, you know, we're blessed in the fact that we've got people that really give a damn about our society that work at Shasta Regional.
Yep.
I tell you what, they're one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. Plus so many other things they do, including helping out different organizations here in town. I can't say enough about Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're with Marilyn Traugott. You know what? I'm just into my real. And Sergeant Tim Renault, who is with the Reading Police Department as head of the Neighborhood Police Unit, but also the Crisis Intervention Teams. So far today, we've talked about the new team that's coming up, which really doesn't have a name, but you like the Neighborhood Bike Unit.
I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I think we'll see a huge difference when it's out there. I think you guys will, right. You'll be seeing them driving by your window as you're on the radio.
Oh, that's cool.
And what we talked about during the break essentially was, and is people who have not been in other countries, and when people talk about poverty in our country, I'm sorry, but I just
I have a tough time with that in the sense that many people below the poverty line have air conditioning, cars, TVs,
phones,
all of this. And Marilyn and I have been in places that if there was running water, they were considered rich. So that's where I come from. So, I mean, I don't want to get into that part. But the crisis intervention teams is going to start.
It's on Sunday, what is it, the 5th, 4th or 5th of September?
So oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. And Tim's promised to come back in a couple good. Months and give us an update
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, I think an update for that one. And once we get the bike team going and giving an update on that one, how, like you said, there's going to be some learning on it for both
oh,
sides.
Yeah.
This is all
mm-hmm.
new for us, but it'll be good.
Yeah,
get up
absolutely.
Big step forward.
It's movement.
In
yes.
Yeah. We like moving forward.
Yeah.
So I have
yeah.
another thing that I wanted
sure.
Sergeant Renault to address. And that is also under the auspices of community building. And that has to do with accountability for law enforcement, because we've seen that be a hugely polarizing thing that's gone on in our country now for a few years. After the George Floyd murder, excuse me, this is how I met Carl. I organized on behalf of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, a press conference where we had media from broadcast, print, online, and whatever, and representatives from everywhere, law enforcement, government, you name it, talk about what would it take to make Shasta County a safe community where everyone feels that they are respected. And there was no discussion. This was not a forum. It was put your feelings about this, your statements about this, out there, and then you have to hold yourself accountable, because it was then reported by the newspaper, by radio stations, TV, online, and so forth. And so one of the things that can help build community is a trusting relationship with law enforcement. And when there's abuse of power, there goes the trusting relationship. So I would ask you to address, Tim, how building trust between the law enforcement and community works with you.
You know, we've kind of talked about this at the Rotary meeting, you know.
Yeah.
We see all this this bad cop stuff on the news, and I think no one, you know, hates a bad police officer more than a good police officer. And that's something that, you see it over in the other side of the United States, that an officer does something that's not right. And we feel that here in Shasta County as if it's us.
Like it's happening here, and it's not.
Right, and that's what's tough. And we're very fortunate here. We're down, you'd have to ask the chief, I think we're somewhere around 20 officers down. Believe it or not, it's difficult to find people that want to be police officers nowadays.
We talk about that every time the chief and the new sheriff, by the way, will be on this week. But that's one of the things also that they're facing.
And that's the challenge. But, you know, we're very fortunate here in Reading. We have two sergeants and a lieutenant that's working full-time trying to hire people, and they refuse to sacrifice what they want. They want the best of the best. And if that means we're running short, then we're going to run short, but we're not going to, like, get someone that's not to our level and what we want, because that's not just for my partner out there backing me up, but it's also for the community, because we don't want someone out there that's rogue or does something wrong that's going to affect the community or citizens out there. So I give them credit. As much as I wish we can snap our fingers and have 20 officers out here, our bike team would be out running and everything, but I'd rather them take their time, get quality people, because that impacts the citizens out there, because it's...
And right now, from start to finish, if we hired 10 people, sent them to post, and brought them back here, 4 to 5 of them are not going to make it.
Yeah,
either they quit during post, they quit when they get back here, or they are not somebody the RPD wants to have on the street.
Right, like you said. I mean, we hire someone, it takes several months just to
get
hired. The academy is pushing 6 months, and then if they're brand new, it's pushing 6 months of training. So it's a year out just to get someone operating on their own, unless you get a lateral police officer, which we still get from another agency, which speeds that up to an eight-week training program in best-case scenario. But we do hire the best that we can find. I'm sure the sheriff's office is the same way. In Anderson, we want this county is great. We want to keep it that way by having quality officers.
The one thing I think we can all get behind is a jail. We need a
right.
new jail.
Right.
We don't have enough space in the jail. We've got bad guys gang guys that are in with the general population that are just like, I mean, you don't want them in with the newbies. Unfortunately, it's hard to, in the jail we have now, to do that with a new jail. This is one of Eric McGreen's and Sheriff Mike Johnson's ideas, is to be able to work as people come into the jail and move them out of the jail society into
the job?
You know, I worked in the jail when I first started in law enforcement back in 2002, so I had an opportunity to actually work in there. And I think, you know, people are really, some people are against the jail. Oh, that's not the way to do it. And they're right. The jail is not the solution for everything. But if we can keep someone there longer than a couple hours and actually get them off of drugs and into programs and start working that angle before they get released back out, that is the first step to getting them corrected. And I think not having that we're literally booking and releasing people, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, we've run out of time. This was a great show. All of our shows are great. Some are greater than others. If I'm not here by myself and my guests don't show up, I have a tendency to ramble.
Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Sergeant Tim Renault, for what you do. And Marilyn, thank you so much for what you do. You all care about our community. And we've taken some great steps forward here. I can't wait for a couple months to get an update on where we are with the crisis intervention team and more.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity, too.
Okay, everybody, the health, you know, AQI is bad. The fires are still burning. But it's still the good guys against
the
bad guys.
Be kind to someone today.
Mm-hmm. Be kind.
You can stand me up. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.